Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. President Obama asked Americans to work together to win the future, but a scathing draft report from the commission investigating the 2008 economic collapse is forcing attention today on the past. The Angelides Commission report doesn't come out till tomorrow, but leaked reports say that the majority of the panel found the crisis was avoidable and said there's plenty of blame to go around. It says former Federal Reserve Chair Alan Greenspan was the prime example of negligence for failing to stop the growth in toxic home mortgages. But Ben Bernanke and Timothy Geithner are at fault as well. President Clinton's administration is to blame for deregulating instruments. And during the Bush administration, regulators caught up in turf wars dropped the ball in keeping the captains of finance on Wall Street and Main Street from taking risks. Joining us is Wall Street Journal reporter John McKinnon. John, huge investigation. Commissioners interviewed hundreds of witnesses over the past year, including, you know, average Americans. But we understand what struck you was the blame put on the Fed and Alan Greenspan. You spoke to Greenspan. What does he say in his defense?
He's pushing back pretty hard, I would say. I had the feeling that the former chairman of the Fed was expecting my call or someone's call yesterday. And he says that basically the commission is looking at the wrong problem. He thinks that the problem is elsewhere in the government, and specifically a couple of quasi-government agencies called Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that are very complicated entities that are nevertheless extremely important to the housing finance system.
Well, we should say the majority in the commission concluded that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, you know, had roles, but were not major culprits in this crisis. This is going to be hotly debated because we should say the commission is not all of one mind.
That's right. And this issue is still pending before Congress, even though Congress passed the Dodd-Frank legislation last year. That legislation didn't deal with the housing finance system or Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So that's still a front burner issue. And the commission, as you're pointing out, the majority of the commission didn't think that Fannie and Freddie really were a primary cause. But nevertheless, some of the Republicans who dissented did think that. And as I said, Chairman Greenspan certainly is making that point as well.
So we'll find out more when the official report is out for all to see. But you reported yesterday that the commission has sent some evidence to prosecutors. What does that mean?
That's a really tantalizing set of facts. Apparently these referrals involve a lot of these very exotic financial transactions that were cooked up over the last few years before the financial meltdown. What I've heard in conversations the last couple of days is that a lot of these transactions that are the subject of the referrals are actually already well known, at least among people who pay attention to this stuff. And the names of these transactions, some of them are like the Abacus transaction that was famously associated with Goldman Sachs. Those names are already out there. So on the one hand, the commission probably has developed new evidence about some of these deals. But on the other hand, the deals apparently are already known. So you have to wonder whether how far that's going to lead, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and as you said, while the minority voice, one commission member in particular put the blame solely on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, but the majority report highlights dramatic failures of corporate governance and risk management, stunning instances of governance breakdowns and irresponsibility. In other words, who had their eye on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? So does the commission make any recommendations? We just have a few seconds here.
That wasn't really a main part of their task, and so they didn't really try to get into a lot of specific recommendations. I'm sure that their findings, though, are going to be a part of the debate as that unfolds.
Yeah. That's Wall Street Journal reporter John McKinnon speaking about the Angelides Commission report on the financial collapse. The official report, hundreds of pages of it, is due out tomorrow. John, thanks so much for an early peek.
Sure.